Hey everybody, this is Stully FD.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're doing a website teardown part two.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So you guys have submitted way too many websites that we can cover in one episode. So we're going to have some fun with this, and we'll see how many episodes it takes us to go through most of the website. We'll try to get to most of them. You know, I'm under, as a disclaimer, still under pain medication after knee surgery. So my feedback is under a big disclaimer, but we're just going to jump right into it and try to provide as much value and feedback as possible. Heaton, do you want to take it away with the first website?
Yeah, first website is called Tortuga Retreats, TORTUGA RETREATS.com. And, you know, one of the first things I noticed right when I hit the website, there's a headline and a subheadline and a button. And then there's basically like a changing image, and the headline and stuff changes as well. Right when I hit the page, it just keeps changing. That stuff gives me a headache. I just have a visceral reaction when I see motion on a page. We had a previous teardown in the last episode on these teardowns that had like a big like video in the back. And Stelly was wondering if it increases conversions and all that. I've tested things like this, especially with this images and the headlines changing. It's really confusing because right now I don't even know how to give feedback because like there's like multiple headlines. So I have to like pay attention to all of them. So one, it says company retreats for remote teams, meet up, brainstorm, and get to know each other. And then it changed. Another one says, save time, money, and hassles. We organize all the logistics around planning company retreats. Okay, I get the point. The third one is bring your distributed teams together. Live and work in one place. Enjoy awesome activities. And the one thing that doesn't change is the button that says request a quote. So I would advise here that like pick one value prop. They all seem very similar, so you can pick any of them. And basically stick to it. Don't make the image rotate in the back. And then find just a really good value prop. I actually like this whole idea of like company retreats for remote teams and the fact that you organize all the logistics around planning these. It sounds like a strong value prop. Anyone that's done this, especially when they look at the companies that you're, you know, involved with, Zapier, Hotjar, Greater Good, Valen Technologies, and Maventry. I've heard of Hotjar and Zapier and Greater Good as well. So, you know, there's a few in there that probably a lot of people would have heard of. That's really cool. I mean, it looks like you've already worked with some awesome companies. So you don't need to do this fancy like changing the image in the back, but I can go off for that for days because it just doesn't work too well. There's also a phone number on the top right, which I really like, and it's an 877 number, so it's toll free. And then there's also a link to show international numbers that sort of pops up. Super cool. Really like that. I'm sure you might be getting some phone calls. And then below is just like retreat locations, and I can click and like look at North America or the Caribbean or, you know, wherever you're allowing me to retreat. And then below that, it says, here's what you get. Beautiful accommodations, co-working and fast internet, service and amenities, activities and experiences. And then below that, it talks about your clients and kind of lets me go see more testimonials if I want. All really cool stuff. I actually overall think the page has the right value props. It's just that rotating thing really throws me off. The request a quote, I would probably make that copy a lot more specific too, where you talk more about plan your remote team retreat or plan your company retreat or something a lot more tactical than just requesting a quote or have us help you plan a company retreat or something like that. So yeah, that's mostly what I got. I mean, there's other pages on the site like retreat locations, how to book a retreat and stuff like that, which I think are all valuable things. But on a high level, like this could just be so much tighter when you start talking about company retreats and all that. And also, one other thing before I move on and let Stelly comment or have Stelly comment is there's only one picture that's kind of buried that actually, or maybe two if I really want to be picky about it, that include people in it, maybe three. And this is about remote company retreats, and this is about teams that usually don't get to be in person. So I think it'd be really cool if you actually included people in the imagery. I think actually it wouldn't be cool. It would be really valuable, especially if people that look like not a family, but a team. And since you have some of these customers, just ask them for a picture from their company retreats, and that can be really valuable. And yeah, there are more than, you know, as many pictures as I'm saying that have images, but the majority of these don't. People in them, these images with people in them, and they should, because that would really evoke more emotion out of this.
I love it. Such great feedback. So I love the value proposition, right? I think that these guys do a good job. I come on the side and there's a lots of things that could improve, but I kind of, it doesn't take me that long to figure out, okay, they're like a travel agency for remote teams, right? So they organize team retreats for teams like that. I love it. It makes sense. I get why this is valuable. So I like all that. I agree with all the feedback that he has given. And I would say if your value proposition is like team retreats for remote teams, I would make, you know, Zapier and Hotjar are well-known. The other three, I don't know that well, but I would make those trusted by, you know, global companies or remote companies. I would highlight that a little bit more. It's kind of buried. To me, the top images rotating, I agree with Heat. And I also find that most of these images are not Retina screen kind of optimized, so that they look actually pretty bad on my screen. They look pixely, so it's not beautiful imagery, and I can see the massive difference when I scroll down and I see some smaller images, really, really high quality. And then, so I'm gonna mainly feedback the request the quote page, because, you know, I get a pop-up that asks me to ask for a quote, and there's like lots of buttons that say request a quote. So that's the page where I'm going to give main feedback. But on the homepage, you know, can't you just have like some of these companies, they write blog posts. I know that about Zapier, about their team retreats with images and with stories and why team retreats are important for remote teams and how they organize them and how they do things around their team retreats. Can't you just have more of these like case study stuff or linking to blog posts of reporting these companies, how important it was to bring everybody globally together to one place? Right now, what our clients say section at the very bottom of the homepage is very underwhelming. It's not even images. It's just some name with a company, and it's just one sentence. And it's, I don't know, it doesn't seem to be done with a lot of care. I would like to see the image of the person smiling in that location, you know, in the Bahamas, in wherever, in which, whatever location there is. So I think that investing a little bit of money when you organize these retreats to take some pictures of people and get some really great quotes or case studies on why this team retreat was so important to the company to be successful and how you helped facilitate that, I think that would be incredibly valuable, and it's kind of underwhelming. When I click the request a quote, the first thing I think is, holy fucking shit, this is a lot of stuff. This page is huge.
Yeah.
It's humongous. And it has an overlay image, which is kind of a waste. It has the whole menu at the top, which you might not want to have on the request the homepage. You want to take away as much noise as possible and really simplify and focus and quiet down and calm down the page so that the person knows what they need to do, fill out these three things, and then hit a button to submit it. And the more links you have and the more stuff is going on, the more distracted I am and the more overwhelmed I feel. And this is an overwhelming page. So there's a big image, and it, again, has request a quote. It still has all the manual links at the top and login and all that. So there's a lot going on. And then I have to scroll down. And there's, on the left side, there's a fairly large request form with, like, you know, I have to put in my name, first name, last name, the business address, all the stuff, where I want to go on retreat, the duration of it, the amount of people. And there's a bunch of checkboxes I have to do. You know, do I want beach? Do I want this? Do I want that? Should it be North America, Europe? You know, what is the preferred lodging? Should it be co-living or resorts or houses? Lots of decisions. You're asking me to make a ton of decisions here. Do I need assistance with flights? Yes or no? Lots of other things. And there's a big recapture form that, you know, I need to prove I'm not, you know, I'm not some kind of alien or bot, but I'm a human being. And then on the right, I actually just realized that this is not another bunch of boxes or forms I need to click and fill out. This is information they want to give me. So on the right, there's 1, 2, 3 large boxes, pretty solid. The first is locations, and it has a bunch of locations, North America, Caribbean, whatever, and little plus boxes. So if I click on that, it shows me, it expands and shows me all the cities in North America, all the cities in Latin America, whatever. Why book with us? It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 check marks with lots of sentences of things. And then at the last big box is services and amenities. It's just too much. I realize that all that stuff is actually not forms or things I need to click or do something with. But yeah, I would communicate that. I would simplify this page. I would really ask myself, of course, I understand why you want all this information, but do you really need all the information to start the dialogue with a customer, to start a qualifying a prospect or a customer for your service? Do you really need to know everything about my next trip, every little detail, how many people, where we're going? I mean, also, and also, if I know all these things, like a lot of these decisions are really hard to make because I'm wondering, well, what does an Asia team retreat cost versus a North American one? Well, you're offering me options in some cases, right? So where in the world do you want to go out of 100 different places? I'm not quite sure. I'm actually intimidated by this because I don't know the disparity in cost. And then, you know, you're asking me, you know, resorts or individual, this or that. In some ways, there's things I really know. I know how many people I have. I probably know kind of when in the year, right around what time I'm thinking about going and how long. Is it going to be a week or 2 weeks? There's some things I probably have a good idea of. But then if you go into a ton more detail, you want to know every little thing. Like you're asking me, do I want private bedrooms? Do I want a villa? Do I want a house or a condo? Or do I want a resort? I don't fucking know. Like I need consulting on this. Like I need to know what the difference in pricing is. I need to know, like I need some help. I think this is such a complex tree of decisions that having a conversation and selling me on these things and guiding me through them is really important. So trying to force me to make all the decisions before I get in touch with you is probably the best way for me to never get in touch with you. I actually love this. I might want to use this, but if I have to go through this, I don't know how good the chances are of me making it through your form, because this is just overwhelming. Then you're asking me, do I want you to book my flights or do I do it myself? Honestly, I don't know. Depends, right? Maybe I want you to book them. Maybe I don't. I need to understand how much more will I have to pay? Are you just better at finding cheap flights or good flights? Or like, what's the benefit of having you do it versus me? Like, there's so many things I don't know here. And you're asking me to make hard choices. I would be surprised if this page converts really well. I'd be surprised. I think this is overwhelming. You have to simplify it. Ask me the things I know, how many, my name, you know, my email, where are our businesses, if we have an address even, right? You know, we are a completely remote team, but you're forcing me to give you an address. What do I do here? Do I give you my home address? What do I do? Not exactly sure. But ask me about the size of team, maybe just, you know, describe how many people you have, where are they in the world, and where would you or when would you want to do the next retreat? And everything else, we can consult you and figure out. Organizing team retreats is difficult because there's so many decisions to be made. I would want you to help me with those decisions. And I don't, if I have to make everything, all decisions myself and already have them, then the value of your services is much diminished. So yes, simplify this form. Please, please, please. This is super overwhelming. That's kind of my main feedback. This page is really tough to get through.
You really want to use their service, don't you?
Yeah, I love this because I know.
Because that was a lot of great feedback. A lot of great feedback. I mean, especially like what you said about their form and how just massive it is, you know, before anybody's really invested anything into this thing. So,
yeah, this is the type of thing I want to use, right? I want to be a buyer of this because I do know the pain of organizing team retreats with, you know, a remote team around the world, coordinating and doing all that is so much work. So I get it, but this is so hard to get through. So simplify that page and I think you'll see a lot more success. All right, let's jump to the next page. The next page is called remoteinterview.io. So remoteinterview.io, remoteinterview.io. I actually know this gentleman as well. He showed up at a few of our events, I think, in the past. So when I go on this page, the main headline is asking me a question, which is hiring developers, ? Don't talk to just anybody. Okay. And then below that, the sentence says and reads, save 80% of your screening time using automated coding tests. Ah, okay. So this thing, you know, I can set up some coding tests and people, as they probably try to apply for my position, have to take those tests and I set probably a certain benchmark. And if they get to a certain benchmark, then I see those applicants, and if they don't make it through that benchmark, I never even look at them. That's what I would assume this is, just looking at it. And then there's a big red button. It says sign up free. This whole page, by the way, I really like it. It's very clean, white, simple background, and very simple. It has a little bit of a Dropbox feel. It's kind of between Dropbox and Google. Like the button is very Googly. The button looks exactly like a Google button.
Yeah.
But the rest of the homepage, if I took away the remoteinterview.io logo on the left, could be a Dropbox page. Just the blue and just the coloring and also the graphics below, they look very Dropbox-y. Not bad. I mean, Dropbox and Google, those are services that as a developer, I probably like or I trust. So nothing to dislike about that. So then when I scroll below the sign up free button, this little graphic that shows me basically the old way and the new way, and old you is like a developer that's so overwhelmed because there's a million people screaming hire me, and the new way, that little developer dude is super calm and happy because out of all that huge bunch of applicants, only the ones that made it with 3 stars through the remote interview process, I get to look at. So this is going to save me a lot of time. I keep scrolling and it says some of our happy customers, and it shows me a bunch of logos. Many of them I don't know. The one I know the best is Guilt Group. So that's kind of cool, but that's kind of buried. It's hard to, I had to search for that. So maybe make the, oh, Workday actually is there as well. Yeah, they have some good stuff in here. And then I see Screen Your Coders Faster with a bunch of information and a nice little CEO and co-founder quote, pair programming instead of phone interviews. Okay. And then featured in Forbes, Inc., Hacker News, Reddit, and all that stuff. A little map that shows me businesses in 700 cities use this thing. And then again, save time and money. That's the main value proposition. Sign up for free. Yeah, I like this. This is, I think, fairly simple to understand. It's a very competitive market. There's a lot of these out there. So that's kind of a question I have. How is this different? Why is this better? It's not answered. Like, this answers very cleanly, what is this? And what is the value of it? But if I already know this type of solution, then it doesn't tell me how it is different or better than what's out there. But overall, I think, this is pretty decent.
Yeah, I'd probably have a way more specific call to action instead of sign up for free. And even on the sign up page, there's no specific copy. A lot of people make this mistake where they make these call to actions and they make these sign up forms generic. But here it says literally there's the logo for remote interview. And then it says, welcome, let's get started.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's not compelling at all. And, and there's nothing specific. You could switch out that logo and it could be anything. And since this company's probably not that large, it's not like people are familiar with the logo. So I would definitely make this page more compelling, whether it's with customer testimonials or simply just instead of welcome, let's get started. You could say something like, you're a few minutes away from your first remote interview, right? That's just anything was better than what you have here for the continuity. And then when you say sign up for free, instead of that, if it's like hiring developers, don't talk to just anybody. And then it says save 80% of your screen time using automated coding tests. I think the call to action can be a lot more specific, which is like, create your first remote interview or get your, something that basically hits on the value prop of remote interviews and the fact that you might be even doing automated coding tests if that's your main value prop. Another button that you can use there would just be save candidate screening time. Start saving candidate screening time. And I know it sounds long, but those kind of buttons work really well because they are attached to the copy that you use in the value proposition. Outside of that, I think you're right, Steli. Like, it's not a bad page at all. It's just these call to actions are very generic. So that's probably where I would get specific. And some of the copy, like at the bottom, it says save time and money, sign up for free. Again, I could just take that in a silo, put it anywhere, and it could mean anything for any site. So instead, you want to be more specific. If you have to, repeat what you use at the top. They have this graphic that's the old way and the new way, which is something like Intercom popularized. Basically, the way the graphic works, which is cool. They didn't like totally rip it, so it doesn't look that familiar to me. The old you and the new you is kind of cool there. So I'm actually a fan of the way they did that. It is a little confusing as to like what their tool actually does when I see the old way and the new way, but that's okay. I'm sure it can be resolved, but it is compelling enough to get me to keep scrolling. Yeah, that's mostly what I have to add. Otherwise, like I said, it's pretty good overall. It just needs a lot of these tweaks around, like making it more specific to what the value proposition of the business is.
Cool, good stuff. Do you think we have time for one more?
I don't have time for one more right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the ultimate tease for everybody out there.
Yeah,
If you're one of the other 30 people that submitted a website, you're like, no, please look at my site as well. Well, check out the next episode. We probably will. Until then, keep rocking and rolling.
See ya.